Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. K-U-P-D.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Friday, if you can believe it. Here we go. It's Friday already. It's almost exactly 1 month since I've had my last bite of street corn. Sorry. My name's John.
Craving.
I love that street corn. There's Brady. There's Brett, and of course, Big Dick Toledo. We're on. Damn it! Now it happened again.
What?
It's something to go. And we heard Kennedy at the end of Living Color, and I said, "Name another song John F. Kennedy's in." I mean, that's the only one. That's the only one that he's actually in. Like at the end, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself is the Roosevelt line, right? Or Truman.
Oh, I thought you meant if he was mentioned in something.
No. I know he's mentioned in a few.
Oh, okay.
Well, even if he is mentioned, then it's got me thinking that
We didn't start the fire.
Is he? Yeah, he's mentioned,
oh,
in,
yeah,
that.
Mentioned in there.
Kennedy's in that.
Lou Reed had a song, "The Day John Kennedy Died."
Oh, I thought I said the gay John Kennedy died. The gay one died too. Hi, life's been rough for me. I'm gay John Kennedy. I was shot in the back 3 times. And to the left. I've taken headshot after headshot. Dallas, Austin, Houston, you name it. And then there's that.
He's mentioned in a Foreigner song.
He is?
Head Games.
Oh, no. That was just, it's a veiled reference. Yeah. That doesn't count.
Pearl Jam.
They mentioned Kennedy?
Oh, yeah. Brain of J.
Oh, that's right. Brain of JFK is Brain of J. Yeah. That's right. Okay, you got a few.
Yeah.
I don't know why it popped in my head, but that's got to be the only one he's actually.
That's a little
vocal.
Light for such a big event.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot more. Well, the Martin John, and I forget what it's called, but
then you have the dead Kennedys, but
that's just the name of the thing. But yeah. There's a Martin John. It's a stupid folk song, but it was about Martin Luther King, John F. Kennedy, and there's another one in there.
Lennon mentioned him in a song called God.
Yeah, all right. I'm sorry I brought that
Stones,
up.
Stones, Sympathy for the Devil.
Here we go. Kennedy's in that?
That's what it says.
And then Guns N' Roses.
It says the Stones version. I don't know.
Yeah, the Stones version of that, yeah. But Guns N' Roses, too.
Yeah.
And they shot Kennedy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I went, oh, man, I learned.
The Human League, Tori Amos. Wow.
The Human League mentioned him?
Yeah.
In the song We Know?
No.
I was going to say.
Song called Seconds.
I was working as a waitress in. Is that the
JFK's.
Human League?
JFK's.
And JFK came in. Hiya, table for two. We shot him in the head. Filthy place.
Your
don't
favorite,
you shoot me.
The Sound of Silence.
Kennedy's in this?
Apparently. In the Simon Garfunkel version. I don't say about the Disturbed.
It's not
version.
The one that Dave Draymond screams
no.
And defeats the entire purpose. When does he mention it in the Sound of Silence?
Let me see if it has the lyric here.
Kennedy.
Man, there's a lot of songs.
Listen to the sound.
I take that back.
Of silence. And I'm going to scream this song.
Oh, it was inspired by Kennedy.
On oh, okay.
It was inspired.
Got it. Well, he's inspired tons of stuff.
The Sound of Silence is deafening for JFK.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you like us to do, Kennedy? I think an appropriate tune would be in order. I don't know why, but yeah, Cult of Personality has Kennedy actually in the song. Like, I wonder if there's any others. I know George Bush is in Peace Cells. So, like, he's no new taxes. Remember the original Bush thing from, was it Peace Cells?
No,
or
Ministry, New World Order.
He's New World Order. He's in the Megadeth one, too. No new taxes, he says. It isn't Peace Cells. It's damn it. Double damn it. I'm terrible at song names. Ooh, that's going to make me nuts. Ooh, I hate when we start days like this. Is exactly what happens at my physical therapist.
Wormhole.
They get into these conversations, and they'll have like a question, and then everybody's thinking about stuff. Name?
Foreclosure of a Dream.
Foreclosure of a Dream. There you go. Name a movie where one of the top stars in the movie was a singer and was like fantastic in it.
Oh, fantastic!
Fantastic.
Yeah,
you don't have yeah, you got a few that
are singer.
But I mean, like, because the first one that comes to mind with me is Dwight Yoakam. The dude's an amazing actor, and in Sling Blade, he is unbelievable.
Yeah.
So that kind of, so I popped that one out, and then the next thing you know, people are shouting things out, and then the debates begin while we're all tugging on ropes and doing terrible exercises and physical therapy. And it's a guy named Chris's fault, and he does it every time, and then everybody's involved. And it's just like this goddamn rabbit hole we just climbed into.
I'm sure you yelled Gaga for that one, right?
Somebody mentioned it, and I said, no. said, first off, you need to be a good singer for this contest.
She can sing.
Yeah. Evidently, she gets paid in donuts, too.
No!
She yodels. I can hear her yodeling.
Russell Crowe doesn't count.
No, that's actor to singer. That's the other way. Singer to actor. And Will Smith was mentioned. Everybody's like, come on. Stop it. Nightmare on My Street is not something we can throw into this. It had to be like quality music right into.
Wasn't he actor first?
Will Smith? No. He came out with the DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. That's how we got to know Will.
Yes, okay, yeah, because he did
parents
the song.
Just don't understand.
Yeah, Brady, please. They just,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Nightmare on My Street, Parents Don't Understand. And then he did Fresh Prince. Anyway, sorry
what about
damn it.
Jennifer Lopez.
Was she singing before?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did she have hits?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Before she was Selena?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. She's good. I guess she did because she did that Oliver Stone movie, too, that they filmed out in Superior.
Which one was that?
Babs?
U-Turn. And the only reason I went and saw that because supposedly she was going to take her top off. And that was before. That was the movie I'm like, I don't think I find her attractive.
Oh, really?
Yeah, everybody, all my friends were nuts. And I'm like, I don't think I get this one. I don't think I understand that Lopez. I still don't. Like, she's a pretty lady, but I don't get the buzz. And now that she's plus 50 and can't stop going, look at my ass. Isn't it amazing for 50? It's like, we'll tell you when it's nice. Don't tell me you've got a nice ass. That makes you crazy. I got a great ass. I do that around the building, but it's a joke. And I'm not the one saying it. Mostly it's Kristen. And now Heather downstairs and Marcus Meng.
Marcus is up on the max?
I was walking. Well, I didn't even have the max on.
Oh, man.
Walking through the sales department the other day. And Meng looks at me, and I'm like, how you doing, Marcus? And he goes, what's that? And I'm like, just saying hi. And he goes, something wrong? I'm like, no, why?
He's so defensive.
And he said, I know, he's nuts. He's just flat nuts, which is why I like
him.
The
IT guy.
Yeah. And he goes, something's wrong. And I'm like, no. And he goes, well, why are you being so nice? And I'm like, just saying, hey, what's going on? I walk away, and I just hear, your ass is popping in those jeans. Like, thank you. And then I got this going on right now. So I got, the Core Institute that did my shoulder surgery.
Yeah.
They came on board and said, you're using us, this and that. We want people to know that, we're a full. So I've been talking about the Core Institute a lot. So Heather is the one who is my liaison to the Core Institute downstairs. And Heather is, for those of you who don't know any of our people, she's the door window of failure. She's one of the door window people. She tried to slide through a window next to an open door, went right into the window. So she's a door window failure. She, Layla, Toledo. Heather's done it twice because I didn't see the first one, but Doug did. And then she door windowed again, which is phenomenal. So I'm thinking maybe I go to HR about this. I'll leave it to you guys to whether I should. So for the last 3 weeks or so, I've been able to do a lot more stuff. And the campaign for the Core Institute is Now I Can. And you say to people who've had surgeries or who were injured before, went through the physical therapy Core Institute, that they couldn't do something and look through this, Now I Can. So because of the therapy and the stuff I've been so stringent about, I'm jumping rope. And I'm doing all sorts of stuff that I shouldn't be able to do yet. And I couldn't do it before. I couldn't get my arm to – you realize how much shoulder work's involved in a lot of that stuff. I'm throwing punches. I'm doing things. So she's like, well, take video of like some of the workout stuff, and we'll do it for their Now I Can thing. And I'm like, all right. So yesterday I'm getting hounded. Are you working out? I'm like, all right, Heather, yes. I actually am at the thing right now. Send some pictures. And I'm thinking to myself, all right. So I fire over a couple shots of me just doing stuff that with my left arm that I could, like reaching out, reaching over my head, lifting things over my head, which was right up for 7 years. And then the caption will say, couldn't do this. Now I can. So there's one of me jumping rope. There's one. She's like, another one with your left arm. I don't see any of these, by the way. This has been going on for like 3 weeks. I don't know where they're – I don't know what website they're
brochures.
On.
Brochures?
Just in her phone. I think I'm being harassed.
Oh.
I don't think she's doing anything.
Oh.
So I get these weird, like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, are you working out? I'm like, yeah. Why don't you shoot me a photo of that?
What are you wearing?
For the Core Institute, of course. All right, Heather. So where are these videos going up? Don't worry about it. Do you do sit-ups? Yeah, but I could do sit-ups before. Well, now you can do them with your left arm. Like, I don't know that you know what sit-ups are. So now I'm just creepy guy. Taking pictures of
can
himself.
Can I see some leg lifts?
Working out, and I don't know where they're going.
Maybe she's like Robin Williams in a one-hour photo. She's just got a big wall
a
of photos of you.
Who would want that?
Well, you never know.
I do try to cut my head out of the photo because that just depresses me. It's like, oh, nobody needs to see. A, first off, my face, resting face, not comfortable to look at. working out face is oh, it looks like childbirth, this thing. It's disgusting. It's repulsive to see my face. Women in the midst
restraining of restraining John?
Yeah, women in the midst of double penetration have prettier looks on their face than I do anytime I'm yeah, it's true. It's very true. And I mean like blacked.com double penetration. Which I also need to applaud our friends in pornography. Brady, explain to me real quick what an NFT is. Do you know what it stands for?
Yes, the National Football Transportation.
That's right. It's how they haul football players around. A to B. Yeah. That's exactly it. Okay, so you don't know what NFTs are.
I brought it up the other day with Toledo.
Do you know what an NFT is?
I know what it stands
for. What does it stand for?
It's like some kind of token, some non...
You're selling a computer,
something
an
token.
Image,
all right. It's like crypto.
A fungible. Yeah, you're selling a fungible.
It's a fungible, whatever that is. Yeah, I always thought that was like a mushrooms, fungi. Still don't know what it is. You know who's decided to let us know who it is? And this is how America will learn. This is the only way we'll learn. Porn. Porn is about to teach you what NFTs are.
And the influencers, too.
Cara Delevingne.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Is going to sell NFT pieces of her vagina.
Of her talking about it.
Oh, I thought it was actual photos.
I think it's her talking about her vagina.
Okay, so they're pieces of audio or like art, and she's going to talk about, she's celebrating her vagina, and all of a sudden.
And it might have been a previous interview or something. Where
which is digital artwork. Yeah. And I've seen these things. It'll be a collaboration celebrating her vagina in NFT form. So that's going to lead porn to start selling vagina NFT. They're like little 3D photos, and then you can own them. But nobody really understands what an NFT is. They just know that they're about to become very valuable. And porn will then, if Pornhub started to also have a ticker on it of cryptocurrency's current values, you know, like Dogecoin goes by or Shiba or XRP or, you know, Ether, whatever. They also are going on a ticker on, you would see a great deal of people understanding what this is.
So can I get her vagina on Coinbase or Robinhood yet?
I don't think you can't get it on Coinbase yet. Right, you can, but I don't see. Now there's the thing. I don't know where to get NFTs. I don't know how to do it. But if you start putting it on,
how
porn
do you harvest
sites,
them? How do you mine?
Nobody
mine
knows.
NFTs.
No one knows. But Brady, I guarantee you, the world dummy to genius will understand if porn says we're in the NFT business. Don't worry about it. You'll figure this out. We figured out how to use.
And so by owning that NFT,
yeah. And Brady, I don't know yet. It's not in porn. You're going to ask. I don't know.
It's not in porn. He doesn't
get it. But once it gets to me and the rest of the United States in this $10 billion a year operation we act like doesn't exist, that pays for your kids' schools, that puts up money for roads. Hey, by the way, a good portion of the chunks of those stimulus checks, you can thank the jerk-off nation because the money that comes from taxes off of porn and everything else and the websites, and by the by, not just the $10 billion, every video you see on your computer, thank you, porn, because we wouldn't have any of the technology we've got if it wasn't for porn doing it first, period. Like, they've advanced the internet. Because we needed faster download speeds to jerk off. That's why porn is the king of everything, and we never give it credit.
Well, it goes back to old school, too, with Betamax and VHS. They decided the winner.
Since the 60s, if you talk to any tech genius, they'll say porn has driven about 80% of technological inventions. Televisions. All video recording equipment, home movie cameras, your phone, everything's driven off of like our need to jerk off more. Nobody wants to see your stupid kids recital videos. And nobody said, boy, that would be better if it was clearer and it didn't buffer and it loaded faster and everything else. Porn made those videos possible so Brady could show us that awful thing he showed us the other day of Kirby's recital. Porn made that video possible. If it wasn't for porn, our phones would still be flipping. And we'd still barely be able to take a picture.
Couldn't see quality filming of people killing themselves.
Exactly.
Girls getting hurt.
Yeah, the internet's a filthy place, but it is because of porn. I know you hate this argument, but it's a fact. You've come around on it. You don't like it, but it is. You think that humanity would have invented
this. I appreciate the technology advancements.
Yes. We wouldn't have Oculus
if
it wasn't for porn. There'd be no need for it.
It fast-tracked a lot of stuff.
The first thing you think of when you're watching roller coasters or playing a game on Oculus is, what is this like for me to jerk off? We do it with everything. Your 4K TV, what's the first thing you want up there? You get an 80-inch television. What is the first thing you want up there? Oh, I'm going to watch a little Star Wars
cans.
Some yeah, I want to see what cans look like. Looks like she's here. When flat screens came out, that was Jay Moore's joke. I got an 80-inch TV, and I put porn on it, and I stand next to it and pretend I'm next.
In line.
Like you're in line because everybody's your size in the house.
I handed you a picture of Carla Bellucci.
I like her.
She's stepping up the OnlyFans.
No, she's pregnant.
Yep, and she's going to broadcast her giving birth on the OnlyFans page.
Well,
right now you can get her doing some other stuff.
Why are you ruining this conversation? See, you C block everything. When I praise porn.
Evidently, people are into that. Too,
Brady,
John.
This has nothing to do with what I was talking about, and you are blocking my conversation about the brilliance. He's done this for 20 years, Brett. Anytime you start saying porn is the catalyst for learning, teaching, and being a great thing.
Here's a pregnant lady and her video of birth.
Okay. Conversation over.
Throw the brakes.
Sexy birth.
No, it is not. There is no such thing. And this is you ruining it. This is you ruining the appetite. This, you know why he does this? Because this is what his mom would do and say, we're going to have salad tonight. And he would come in with like, he'd pour chocolate on it.
No, we're not having salad tonight. We're having what I want.
Nobody wants to see a woman giving birth, especially in the conversation. So NFTs.
Nice cans, though.
And I know there you idiots that know what NFTs. She's got great cans, especially for a pregnant lady. But a lot of pregnant ladies get great cans.
Oh, yeah.
And then their STD falls out, and their cans just are
flapjacks.
Oh, they're flapjacks with like chewed up, I don't know what those prunes are at the end of them. Like, remember when
Toledo's kind of pancakes
look like
cup.
Sun-dried tomatoes that are still in the sun?
A Kong ball that's been worked over for
that's
five
right.
years.
That's exactly it. See what you've done, Brady? You've gotten us off topic. And you're thrilled
wow,
about it.
Wow, I see how this works
He's thrilled
now.
About it. He's thrilled right now.
Quit praising
Let's
porn.
Get back into the NFTs.
Jesus is listening and you guys are...
Yeah, but this is it. I'm not kidding. And I know I'm going to get emails from people going, an NFT is blah, blah. I know there are people who know, but I'm talking about dummies. Dummies are not... I don't know. You don't know. Brady called it National Football Transportation League. We don't know what it is. We don't. And we can barely be... I don't have a whole lot of confidence that I'm saying fungible right.
I don't either.
Or fungible. I don't know.
This coming off the text. Do a lap, Bogan. Don't ruin our conversation.
Thank you. We're praising porn. And this is the only place in all of media that will do it, at least in Phoenix. I know Beth's not going on there. I was fiddling my wang last night, whacking that bad boy all over the place. I got the tip out. I'm smashing it.
I don't know, maybe.
Thinking, I'm learning what NFTs are. You know it is. That's why it bothers you so much. You know porn will teach this entire nation, if it starts getting into NFTs, what they are. Because it's computer-based, it's digital, and that's where we go 80% of the time to go to the internet. We're looking at news, we're looking at our stuff, and then we go right to the porn. It's an ugly fact that without porn, we'd be years behind and trillions under the bar.
It's the weirdest thing about it. It's like the newest way to collect art.
Yeah, well, it is art. And that's the goal with it.
I know,
it's
like but being displayed only by...
Well, I don't know if it's the art you're thinking of. I don't think it's like wall art or things like that. It's a collection. It's almost like, almost baseball cards in a way.
So you own the image?
You own
or?
It. So let's say this. So in the future, this is what I know, and I may be wrong. Somebody will correct this, but this is how I've come to understand it. If, in fact, I am, let's say, a comedian, and I put out, it's almost like jokes or some sort of special little thing on there, and I pop that out there, I sell that. It's now yours. So I will sell an NFT of my work, and it's audio.
And you can do limited copies on it?
I sing a little song, and people are like, that was beautiful. I NFT it. It's now yours. That means you can do whatever you want with it.
So it's like a copyright.
It's a copyright thing. Okay. So you can sell. You own that. So it's I lose rights to it unless there's some sort of caveat to like. But like as far as I understand it, an NFT of some sort of audio. If Brett owns it, he can sell it for.
So it's a digital copyright.
It's a digital copyright.
Okay.
In kind of the dumbest terms.
Right. Now, and if 2,000 people want to buy that.
Sure.
NFT,
anybody wants
whatever
and
the
they can
price
do whatever they want with it.
Yeah.
So and the danger is like if I sing a little if I sing like an angel. Which happens pretty much all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And I tape it and NFT it, and people buy it. They can then sell it. And if some company wants it, it can be. So it's like it almost becomes, and this may be incorrect as far as I understand, it almost becomes like public domain. But you get the money for it. So it's not freebies. So like if Brett's like, I got a company, I'm going to use it for this stuff. You can do that.
So it's like that idiot that bought the Wu-Tang Clan album, the one copy of
yes.
it. And
it's his.
It's
and
his.
They gave him everything.
Right,
like
masters.
You have the rights to all of it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That's very. That's an NFT.
Okay, gotcha.
I think. You know why I don't know? Because I'm too busy whacking off on porn to learn about it. I'll read when I'm on porn. Like, who's that? Oh, this girl, stepbrother comes home from long day at school. I'm going to, okay, I'm going to watch this. I read. On all the other stuff, I'm a headline. Okay, I don't know what this is, and I don't care. But now this Cara Delevingne girl is going to sell NFTs talking about her vagina, and I guarantee you suddenly it's going to be real easy to understand for a lot of people. Dummies and trailers, they don't know what NFTs are. This is the fastest way. And plus, I think maybe we should include porn in our election process. Because they're like, oh, too many people have been disenfranchised. You know how they're not? Porn. So somehow or another, we need to tie porn into voting. And then everybody will have an equal shot at it because we're all in.
Well, it's funny you mention that because that Mary Carey chick's running for office again in California.
She's running for governor in California. And all of a sudden people are like, well, porn, what? She's in what?
And Hustler and the strip clubs have already put their backing behind her.
Of course. They put their back into it. Yeah, so porn is the catalyst, Brady. I know this conversation drives you nuts. Now tell me again about a pregnant lady giving birth.
No, the
and ruin my half-hearted.
Add to the Cara Delevingne, you know, she's doing it. For good reasons, too, because all the money she's doing it is to raise money for her foundation that supports women's empowerment, COVID relief, LGBTQIA.
I don't care what her reasoning is.
There he goes again.
I just know.
It's really nice.
We're about to have NFT vaginas, and dummies are going to understand. I'm not saying it's for me, Brady. I'll do some research on NFTs if I need to. Rimbrack says, porn is like what NASA used to be. They invented Velcro and smoke detectors. Now porn does it because everything's digital. It's perfect. It's exactly
right. It's the new Tang.
So you're going to buy a Kylie NFT?
It's the new Tang. Oh. Let's just have a moment of silence right there for the possibilities. If Kylie's beatbox comes out on an NFT, I'm going in. And I will be an expert. I'll be like,
own it.
Did you say NFT? And then I'll just word for word repeat what that means. But it's layman's terms. Porn is the new layman's terms. That's it. When somebody explains something, put it into porn terms for me so I understand it. Because that's all we do. Porn is the driver. People hate this conversation. I talked to somebody about a friend of mine who's not religious but believes somehow or another still in the good of humanity as a whole. And I'm like, you're out of your mind. It's just you're crazy to think that that's a thing. And if it wasn't for porn, we wouldn't have your TV. This TV's amazing. You would not have this. We absolutely would. You know why 3D TVs didn't take off? Because they couldn't match the porn. It looked terrible. 3D TVs were like, this all the rage, because they were like, porn is going to be 3D. Holograms will be invented by porn, all this stuff by porn. Guarantee it. $1 trillion business. They only give it credit for billions because that's its actual sales. But everything else that's tied to it, your movies, everything. Everything's better. Think of all the stuff in your house and how much better it is in the last 10 years. Like, it's advanced so fast.
No, just everything.
5G, got to get that porn faster. It's all that. So NFTs will be explained that way. Now, crypto's got to get on it. Every time I click on Dogecoin, I should get a shot of somebody banging and then explain what Dogecoin actually is. And you would pay attention. You would learn. It's how America learns. It's how the world learns. Damn it all. Porn. It's our dream thing, Brady, and you just keep pooping on it, your pregnant stories and your nonsense. Say it out loud, Brady. I love porn and everything it's given me and my family. Say it.
I can't.
You can't? Why? Brady, goddamn it.
I didn't say that.
You look this city in the eyes and you tell them you love porn, goddamn it.
It's a lie if I say that.
You say, I love porn and everything it's given to me and my family. You can't say that.
I love corn and everything it's given to me.
You really can't say that? That's against you?
I don't.
Do you like your TV and your bitch barn?
I like my TV.
Do you like DVRs?
Again, I wouldn't say.
Do you like DVRs? Do you like DVRs?
I like DVRs.
You know who you have to thank for that, Gary? Pornography.
You, Spotswood?
Porn. Do you like your computer? Do you like your phone?
They're all right.
Do you like them?
Yeah, I like them.
Do you like watching
I like them a lot.
Radio videos? Do you know why we have radio videos?
Like those.
Do you know why we have the ability to take Brett's computer and put it up on the wall without a wire?
The amazing videos I share.
That's right. Do you know why we have the capabilities to do that?
Corn.
porn, Brady.
You won't say Boss porn. KUPD wouldn't exist.
Oh, my God. Goddamn you, porn. You've ruined everything. We got Brady's Instagram off this. Now, they can't all be winners. That's right. The reason you have the ability to film with that little phone. We have more technology in our hands by, a million and three times the amount of technology they had to launch the rockets to the moon in our hands. There's only one reason for that. So we could jerk off a little better, a little faster, a little easier.
More variety than ever.
It was 15 years ago. You used to stare at your computer screen and go, come on, buffering. You know who fixed that? Porn. That's why it's all free. They make so much money because there's so many people, and we don't need to charge you for your 5 minutes of this. It's fine. There's an hour and a half.
Why Amazon's symbol's a dong.
Brady. That's exactly why. They know. It wouldn't be an Amazon without porn. Got to get those dongs delivered. What was the thing they were most concerned about when that Suez Canal ship turned sideways? Massive amount of sex toys were on there. Tons of sex toys were on there. We want our porn. Brady, say it. My family wouldn't be the same if it weren't for porn.
My family wouldn't be the same if it wasn't for porn.
That's right. And thank you, porn, for making my family better. Go ahead. Say it, Gary.
It's not true.
It is true.
Spotswood.
Why won't you admit that? That your TV is...
I don't know if I believe in
you
that.
You don't believe that technology has not been advanced by porn?
I don't know. I mean...
He's an anti-vaxxer.
No.
You think this? You think we'd be where? You think we'd be where we are with technology if it weren't for the driving force of?
I don't
off.
Know if the driving force was the people that are working on it, the scientists and whoever, were motivated because of the porn.
Oh no, the ideas are like, hey, we should probably make this go faster, and the ability to make it go faster was driven by our appetite for jerking it.
They're thinking that's driven.
Technology
I don't know if their intention was.
Porn.
I thought they were just trying to speed things along.
Right.
To get
why?
The information going.
No.
I don't know if it was porn driven.
It was absolutely porn driven. The idea to say, hey, we can get all this. It's always a positive idea. We can get all this stuff to people.
I'm just
so
telling you.
Quickly.
I'm on the fence on that.
Well, you shouldn't be. I can show you a million articles.
I know. I've been hearing
from
scientists. You for years.
Yeah, and you still don't buy it.
So should we be thankful to pioneers like Tracy Lords and Peter North and for bringing us what we have today?
The people, there's no debate that home videos were driven by porn. There is zero debate in that at all.
Yeah.
They got better and better and better because, I mean, who was the first one to go, now we're in your house? That you had to go to those seedy, weird places to see porn, and they're like, we need to do this privately. That was built for pornography.
Columbus, Ohio.
Well, you see that in Boogie Nights, too. At the end of Boogie Nights, that's how basically he came down.
That's exactly
how
Burt Reynolds' character.
Yeah. And filmed a video.
But he wouldn't do it because he's like, these idiots are ruining it. And he's, no, we're getting it in people's houses. The technology is for us. You think you want to watch Matt Damon movies or worse still, like Richard Crenna was the reason we wanted movies in our house? No. No.
I don't know. They drew First Blood.
Yeah, maybe Rambo. And then what? What else you got? And then the back of everybody's collection with that weird couple movies. Everybody had it.
Richard Dreyfuss and Goodbye Girl.
That's right. He's going to apologize for that because it wasn't a porn. And that's why we hated it. Bottom line, Brady, you have to admit this eventually. Someday you'll come around.
It was part of the motivation, no doubt.
You're wanting it to be the reason things were invented. I'm saying... They were invented and kind of like, okay, not a bad... Like the internet was invented.
But the reason for improvements was porn.
The only reason for improvements. The internet was invented as an idea to spread information and communicate and everything else. I had the very first modem available to home use in 1986 called the Commodore 64 Q-Link. It had shopping. It had information. It was basic. Encyclopedias were on there. And it was great because I'd steal all my homework because nobody knew about Q-Link. And I could write reports right off of this thing. No one knew you could get this info. I was getting A's like crazy because I'm just cutting and pasting, printing on a dot matrix thing or whatever the hell that was. And you know what it turned into every time you go to a chat room?
Private chat with me. What's your butt? Do you have a big butthole?
My friends and I would be like, watch this. People don't just talk on here. Me and my friend Mike Burkhart used to go in there, and we'd go to the...
No
the,
filters.
All the sites by like 7 at night were like MTM. I'm like, what's that? Man to man. And no. You go on there.
You want
to
talk private?
Yeah. And then I'd go in there, and the guy would start whacking. You can't see him. And he'd just like type out with his right hand, what are you doing? I'm like, ah, one of my sores opened. Hold on. And I would try to make them sick. And some of those dudes would stick around for a long time. How old are you? 9. You have sores and you're 9? Like, that shouldn't be the thing that bothers you. That should, the 9 should have, there should have been no more questions. But even back in the 80s.
Ooh, way too old.
The first thing they did with Q-Link, the first thing people did with it was find ways to jerk off together. Drove the technology. The initial idea.
Is that where the Q is in the old LGBTQ?
Could be, Q-Link. They're still using it. Got a bad connection tonight. And then those freaks would be like, what, do you have a home phone? Like, yeah, I do, but my dad will answer. Because like I said before, I'm 9 and covered in bumps. Well, go put something on it. And then the one guy tried to tell me, when we're doing this, don't mention the bad things. Yeah, but I'm bleeding all over the place. Well, don't. That's what we don't want to talk about. Well, I have to because it's like blood is not lube. I'll be right back. The guy would sit in a room and wait. Kentucky Bob. I remember the one guy, Mike Kentucky and I, we look Bob. For Kentucky Bob all the time. Kentucky Bob's in the room. Hey, Kentucky Bob, want to go in a private room? Not with you. Your growth. Come on, Kentucky. Okay. And then there, me and Mike
How about
dying.
You, butt F or 3000?
Yeah. Oh, they couldn't do that yet. They weren't brave enough yet. Yeah, video games, all that stuff is porn-driven. The idea is initially nice,
yeah.
But porn says, here, I'll make this better. Let me give it to me. Give it to Uncle Porn and watch this. I'll take it in the garage and juice it up. It's like Brett's family. You buy a brand new Mustang. What's the first thing they do? They open the hood and start monkeying around with it. I think I got 10 more horsepower out of this thing.
There you go. Bring back memories.
The Quantum Link. Look at that screen. And you could click on any of those like 8 things. And it would take you there and then just tell you what the future was going to be like. Shopping in the future will be done almost all through your computer.
The mall.
It was the mall. And then just for fun and chatting. Yeah. News and info was terrible.
So where was Kentucky Bob?
Kentucky Bob, there was in Connections. There was People Connection is what it was called. Is that on there?
Yeah, yep. Right up top there.
Oh, there it is, the purple thing. So People Connection was what that was. And you go to People Connection, and it was just a slew of dudes beating off. That's all it was. Brady hates it, but it's a fact. Brett, you believe.
I believe.
He knows. That's why. All of it's better because of it. And your family wouldn't be in the catbird seat they're in right now with entertainment and joy if it weren't for the glorious people like me who need their download speeds to be fast.
And Kentucky Bob.
And Kentucky Bob, who taught me not to talk about the blood.
He has to talk.
Don't talk about the blood. It's true. So thank you, porn. And thank you, America, for your voracious beat-off appetite. Men and women alike. You certainly hate hearing that your roads are paid for by porn, your schools, upgrades,
no, I don't,
your
I
stimulus
don't,
checks.
I don't doubt that.
Then say
you
it.
You mean, like, love hearing that? Yeah, maybe you're right.
Your probably. Life is better because of porn.
There's a lot of other things that
your
pay
life
for the streets,
is
too.
Better.
That I won't
your
like.
Your life is better because of porn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And your family's life. You owe porn.
Yeah, that's a tough one to.
You don't think your family would.
You just don't like saying that.
I love saying that Brady's family is better because of porn. I love saying it. I want a T-shirt that says Brady's family is better off
say that
because
to
of porn.
The Curbaderms.
Why not? You look at it. You know TV
why?
Is.
Yeah. I don't know. It just, you know what? I'm having a tough time
I hope
with
she
it right
says
now,
it
John.
To you. Hey, old pirate, you know what I think?
What's that, Curbaderms?
Our life is better due to the fact that Holmberg can't stop beating off to incredible download speeds. Thank you, pornography, for making me love my daddy a little harder. Now go grab another Colt 45, old man. It's true.
I will point it towards you, you know.
That I've helped your
yeah,
family get better?
Because John. You can thank John for that.
Why is that, old man?
Because he John really enjoys the internet.
Does she like her Oculus?
Yeah, but it's been on the shelf
Brady,
for a long time.
Because there's no reason to use it for her yet. She'll find a way soon enough.
Oh, jeez.
She will.
Oh.
Holy Moses. My bean. What am I doing?
If she combos that up.
Holy moly.
All right, Oculus is away.
Holy.
You don't throw Moses in there.
Daddy, come in here for us. Did you know about this?
You know who Lex Steele is?
Put this on, Daddy. Holy moly. All right, get out. I think I've got something to do. I just want to rub around on the carpet like a dog with a dirty bottom, Daddy. My thighs itch. Get out. She'll find a reason. There's a reason why.
Goodbye, cruel world.
You would kill yourself if Kirby found Oculus porn. It's out there. She's going to find it. Oh, she's going to find it. And she's going to wish it was a little faster and a little clearer, and soon it will be. Don't worry.
It would be better if this was a hologram.
2 years from now, there they are.
That's what you walk into when you open the dinner's ready. What the?
Hey, old man out. I was just about to get some virtual D. Sorry about that. What were you saying, Lexington?
And they personalize it? That's come. Trust me. Your family's existence is more convenient due to pornography. And NFTs now, because this is the way we learn in America. I'm not proud of it. But I admit it, I'm a realist, and I understand it. It's the only way we learn. And once porn gets hold of crypto, and if porn started to say we only take crypto, everyone would understand crypto within, like, I don't know, a month.
It would it would go up in value for
sure. Well, what about value? Doesn't matter. It's going to go up either way. Once porn says, we're in, and here's what we're doing with it. And the only way you can do any porn things on your computer is through cryptocurrency. We would understand it in a week. As much confusion that's going on with the this and that and the crypto and all that.
Whatever the currency they have, yeah.
Whatever they decide to take, we would learn all about it, and it would go through the moon. We only take Shiba Inu coins.
What's
we'd,
this?
We'd be on it.
Alsatian coin?
I got to buy a bunch of this Shiba Inu stuff. What is this? I don't know. The porn's it's the only place I could. We'd own it, and then we'd learn about it. We'd know how to use it immediately. Trust me. Thank you, porn. I, for one, will say it. Brett, say it. My life's better because of it.
Oh, 100% my life's better because of porn.
Now say Brady's family is better off because of porn.
Brady's family is better because of porn.
Better. Not even better off, just better people. I agree with what Brett said. It's the greatest country in the world. Now pull up your pants and go to work so you can earn more money to buy better things to watch porn on. Act like that thing isn't the driver, Brady. You're insane. Dummy. I'm thinking about it now. That NFT of Kylie that you brought up, that would be, it's coming.
You know it's coming.
Oh, it's coming.
That with that family, please.
Oh, yeah. They.
You going to dive in? You going to get one?
An NFT of Kylie's vagina?
A fungible
whatever. I don't know yet. Once they start showing it that way, you're goddamn right. I'll have every understanding of it. See, what Kylie did here was, you put this out, and Travis Scott and pushed them, the Jordan version. I don't know what it is. Right now, I just know how to. I barely know how to order shoes. Trust me, I'll be an expert once that starts happening. And I won't be alone. That's how they got to teach you nowadays. You got to, old dogs learn new tricks through that. It's the only thing we're interested in. It's the only thing we all have in common.
Porn?
Yeah. It's the only thing we're all have in common right now is a commonality. Is like, we don't know the shows, but like, I can't say, like, what are you watching on TV? You're 8 episodes ahead. We can't have conversations about things. Spoilers are everywhere. We all have that in common. We all flock to one place. And that's how we'll learn. And some people will be left behind, Brady. But all is normal.
And fine with it.
Will you be?
Yeah.
I'll call you from my yacht when all my NFTs are like worth billions and you've got one of SpongeBob no reason.
Good job, man.
I got a SpongeBob NFT.
No, you don't. That's a sponge. And you're cleaning the kitchen with it. It's not an NFT. We'll explain it to him. Eventually, it's going to break through. Eventually, you're going to go.
He's right.
When he's sitting there on a smart TV.
I got to get some NFTs.
You will. But that's how you're going to learn about it. Trust me. Let's get a wake-up song. Glorious, glorious porn starting off of Friday. And it's what everybody's looking forward to the weekend. 585-9800. That's the number. You give it to us, and we play it. That's called the wake-up song. We'll do it next. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
98. Station identification.
KUPD. Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.